This upcoming newscast is being brought to you now by More Motor Sales, your Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer in Caro. Come see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Caro for more than 58 years. Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. As Michigan's spring riding season begins, excitement fills the air as motorcyclists hit the roads once more. Amidst this anticipation, safety does remain paramount. With numerous bikers gearing up for their journeys, both riders and drivers must stay vigilant of each other. The message, "Look twice to save a life, motorcycles are everywhere," resonates, echoing the Abate of Michigan's urgent call. Drivers are urged to exercise caution, especially at intersections where car and motorcycle collisions more often occur. Abate highlights the risks of left turns, emphasizes the need for drivers to be aware of approaching bikes as well. Safety is not just the driver's responsibility either. Motorcyclists must also take proactive steps for their safety and legal compliance. Obtaining a motorcycle endorsement is essential, with motorcycle basic public classes available in Michigan for just $50, thanks to funding from Michigan motorcyclists. And another local and regional news for today. A collision at the intersection of Nugent Road and Sand Beach Road on Tuesday resulted in injuries for three individuals, with alcohol suspected to be a contributing factor. The incident occurred around 5:55 p.m. on April the 30th, when a 75-year-old man rear-ended a car that was stationary at an intersection. Emergency services, including the Bad Axe Police, the Bad Axe Fire Department, and Central Huron Ambulance, all responded to the scene. Investigating Officer Hessling determined that a 2017 Chevy Impala, driven by a 65-year-old Harbor Beach man, was struck from behind by a northbound 2013 Ford Edge, which was being driven by the 75-year-old from Bad Axe. The driver of the Ford Edge was transported to McLaren ER for treatment of the crash-related injuries. Additionally, medical attention was provided at the scene to the driver, as well as a 64-year-old Harbor Beach woman who was a passenger in one of the vehicles, before they were both released. Alcohol is suspected to have played a role in the collision, prompting an ongoing investigation by the Bad Axe Police Department. Stay tuned for updates as the investigation progresses. We'll be back with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Mike from the used department at More Motor Sales.
And this is Dawn Foote from the new car sales.
Hey, Dawn, we got some great deals going this month. You want to hear what they are?
I do.
This month, on select vehicles, we're giving $3,500 more than what your car's worth.
Mike, why would we do such a thing?
Actually, we won't. We will give you fair market value on whatever you're looking at. And you know why we're not going to give you that much money over what your trade is worth?
Because that's not possible.
It is not possible, and it's not true. What will we do for the first 10 people through the door?
We will treat them just like the next 10,000 people.
So we're not going to do a special deal for the first 10.
No, why would we do something like that? We treat every customer the same.
So if you want a dealer who won't pressure you to race down here for false promises, but merely to get treated fairly and honestly, come down to More Motor Sales in Carroll, Michigan, and see me, Mike.
And me, Dawn Foote.
For the real deal. More Motors.
More Motor Sales, just west of Carroll on M81. Come see why your friends and neighbors have been making the drive to Carroll for more than 59 years.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met with Israeli leaders in his push for a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas, trying to impress on them that the time is now for an agreement that would free hostages and bring a pause to the nearly 7 months of war. The current round of talks appears to be serious, with Hamas considering a new proposal. But the sides remain far apart on the key issue of whether the war should end as part of an emerging deal. In talks with Blinken, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu repeated his determination to carry out the offensive on the southern Gaza town, where more than 1 million Palestinians are still sheltering. And another national and international news. Former President Donald Trump faces the prospect of even more sanctions in his hush money trial as he yet again returns to court for yet another contempt hearing, followed by testimony from a lawyer who represented two women who have said they had sexual encounters with the former president. Prosecutors are seeking $1,000 fines for each of the four comments by Trump that they say violated the judge's gag order, barring him from attacking witnesses, jurors, and others closely connected to the case, which Trump has violated multiple times already. Such a penalty would be on top of a $9,000 fine that the judge imposed on Tuesday related to 9 separate gag order violations that he found Trump to be guilty of. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today. Thursday, April the 2nd, or May the 2nd of 2024. Selma Mae Maurer, age 94 of Fillion, passed away on Tuesday, April the 30th. A funeral service for Selma Mae Maurer will be held on Friday, May 3rd, at 4 p.m. at the Coffin Funeral Home of Bad Axe. The burial will be in the Colfax Cemetery, with visitation held on Friday from 2 o'clock until the time of service at 4 p.m. If you wish to offer your condolences to the Maurer family, you can do so online at kaufmanfuneralhome.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news and obituaries for the hour has been brought to you by More Motor Sales, your Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer in Caro. Come see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Caro for more than 58 years.